Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie, did you see the story of the four-year-old little girl that was snatched by a mountain lion?
I did not.
Oh,
here
my
in Colorado?
Goodness. No, it was Idaho.
Idaho?
Yeah, in Idaho. A family was
Wait, hold on. Let me grab my map in my head.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm
just
there.
North of here.
And there's that Montana that fits right in there?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
The family was out camping. The little girl and the rest of the family are eating, and then they spotted a mountain lion. They shoot him away. Get out of here, lion. And he took off.
So, wait, they're sitting there, and they just try to shoo him, and they still continue to eat?
Yeah.
It's a mountain lion. Do they not know they kill people?
Well, according to the report,
I get in my car and I take off and I find a ranger.
Let's see. The girl named Kelsey with her mother and siblings and cousins were eating dinner when they saw the mountain lion nearby. The lion ran off after they shoo, shoo. No one even gave it a second thought.
What?
Shortly after.
Wait, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You know they evacuate places after they see a mountain lion. You know where that Santa Claus land is?
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. What's it called? North Pole?
Right.
Well, they saw a mountain lion along the path, and they evacuated the whole park, the theme park, and they shut off the paths.
Yeah, I think in Idaho, though, that people look at mountain lions as just, your domesticated cat. I think they don't get all excited about it. I think down here we get terrified. But I think in Idaho, it's just like, whatever. It's a
okay.
cat, right?
All right, a domesticated cat.
Said they didn't give it a second thought. Not long afterwards, the mother put her four-year-old girl into a tent for a nap, took her six-year-old off into the woods to go to the bathroom. That's when she heard screaming. The mountain lion had returned, gone in the tent, and got the girl.
The four-year-old?
The four-year-old.
I'm not going to come on.
The four-year-old.
I'm not going to comment
on
this.
Now, would this be child endangerment?
Listen.
I mean, you knew there was a mountain lion in the area. Or does that go with the territory of camping?
In my opinion, you see a mountain lion, you pack up, but you get the hell out of Dodge. Because guess what? It's wandering around looking for something.
The kid's going to be okay. The family tracked down the mountain lion and got the kid back.
This whole story is...
All right, listen to this. All right, listen. Sit back for a minute. All right, hey, Punkin. Hey, Punkin.
All right, so wait.
Hey, Punkin, do me a favor.
Has anybody seen little Jimmy?
How would you kick back?
Probably the mountain lion has him. I mean, what?
Eat your sandwich and just kick back a minute and listen to this, okay?
I think maybe it's, it's your presentation that's throwing
me off. Kelsey Butt's parents say angels were watching over their four-year-old when a mountain lion picked her up during a family camping trip Friday. And in their first on-camera interview, they tell me, heavenly help is the reason she's alive today.
She's got scratches on her leg, a claw on her arm. On her back, she's got a big one.
It went off after me, and then it just grabbed me.
And what happened when it grabbed you?
It scratched me.
The cat bit her on the side and tried to pick her up and drug her a little bit. But it's like it couldn't pick her up or it didn't have a good hold, so it let her go, and then it put its paws on her to, get a better grip, and then we were screaming at it, running towards it.
The mountain lion dropped Kelsey and took off as Kira picked up her little girl.
She's sobbing. Clinging to me, screaming, sobbing. And I just had this comfort, and I knew that she was okay. And I felt like angels were there protecting her.
Wow, she's lucky. She is lucky. That lion didn't have a hold on her, or he would have dragged her off into the woods. They would have never found that.
Sean, you and Shayna camp on a regular basis?
Yes.
You see a mountain lion walking around your campsite. What do you do?
I think I pack up. There's no way I could get into a tent and sleep knowing that it was out there after I'd spotted it.
Let me correct you there.
No way.
I don't even think I pack up. Camping equipment's not that expensive.
Yeah.
Or at least compared to my life. I'm with Jamie. I don't think I pack up. I think I immediately get in my vehicle and get the heck out of there, especially if I've got my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the
right?
fact that you put a four-year-old in a tent, and then listen, I'm not...
There's a mountain lion.
I guess I am blaming. I see a mountain lion. I don't put my four-year-old child in a tent after seeing a mountain lion. Take my six-year-old into the woods and go, well, that's probably okay. They'll just, you know, it's not
right.
tracking us.
You just
right.
spotted a mountain lion. Here you go tracking into the woods with your six-year-old.
Yeah, because when you're not the favorite child.
That cat could pounce from anywhere. Well, it's probably kill you,
oh,
too.
Oh, man.
Well,
yeah.
Take out everybody.
Yeah,
this lady should be kind of looked at a little bit here.
Seems weird.
For a little endangerment of those kids.
Well, you know, it happened to me once, not this mountain lion thing, but when my son was really, really little, we rented a house in Lake Tahoe up against the National Forest.
Yeah.
Well, there were signs up that said, bears have been spotted in this area. Beware. Well, I was walking my son along the path. Now, this is in the National Forest where the house just backed up right to the big trees, and we were walking in there just a little ways, and he's a toddler. And I look at him, and I realize I have him, like, dressed as a piece of salmon. I mean, yeah. He's like a little piece of walking salmon because he's kind of in a light pink, like, even though he's a little boy, kind of a salmonish color, like, little snowsuit.
Way to go, Mom.
I do.
Way to go.
We're walking in there, and I walk past
way
a post that says, bears in this area, warning. I pick him up and I basically just bolt back home because I have a walking piece of salmon.
Why didn't you just go ahead and sprinkle a little fish sauce
oil on him, right?
A little fish sauce. So he really has the smell. Way to go, Mom.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.